Welcome everyone to the Atlas 2 meeting on Tuesday, 9th of July 2013 at 13 UTC. On the call today we have Baudouin Soum, Yaovia Torun, Mathieu Camus, Olivier Crépin-Leblon, Juan Manuel Horas, José Arce, Wolfgang Kleinwarter, Wolf Ludwig, Roland Sipuro, Jordi Iparaguirre, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Cyranush Vardanyan, Dev Anantilaksing, Eduardo Diaz, Roberto Gaetano, and Anupam Agrawal. We have apologies from Satish Babu. And from staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Carlo Reyes, Gisela Gruber, and myself, Julia Charvelin. May I remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you very much. And over to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Julia. And the first thing that we're going to do is just to set the meeting expectations and the agenda approval. Effectively, this meeting is just one for an update from all parties so that we're all well synchronized in the run-up to the meeting that we're going to have in Durban. First thing I would like to ask is to have the agenda approved, or does anyone wish to add anything to the agenda that we currently have on the wiki? And I guess some of you might need the link to the wiki. Just see if I can cut and paste, or if someone beats me to it. Oh, done it. Okay, I see Eduardo has his hand up. Eduardo Diaz, please, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Eduardo Diaz for the record. I just want to see if we have time at the end of the meeting, if we can talk a little bit about the timeline, at least for the survey, which we can talk to it about with the walls.
Thank you, Eduardo. Yeah, that would be great. When do you think that's best? At the same time as the update from the survey group, or do you wish to do that just after that?
Just after that, during the survey group, we can chat about it.
Okay, excellent.
Okay.
Thanks. And I see Cheryl Langdonora. You have the floor.
Thank you very much, Cheryl, for the record. Not actually relating to the agenda, the point I wanted to make right at the outset, if my time zones and calculations are correct, it'll be at the just before the top of this coming hour that I will be going to the nominating committee call, so I'll only be here for part of the meeting. Thank you. Please note my apologies in advance.
Okay, thank you very much, Cheryl. Top of the hour, in 1 hour's time, you mean?
Correct.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll be finished by then.
we'll
try and stick to the times. Thank you, Cheryl, for this advance notice. Okay, then let's get going. I see others as well. I see that Cyrinush is also in the same case as you are. So, let's start with the review of action items then. And I invite you all to open the correct pages for these. And there are a few of them, if I can find them. Here we go. So the first one was for Carlos Reyes to go through the wiki pages to streamline and centralize the activity. I don't see Carlos. I know Carlos is on the call. Carlos, could you take us through some of the amendments you had to make, please? And at the moment, you might be muted. I am not hearing from Carlos at the moment. Heidi?
Yes, I think his line is muted on the Adobe Connect.
Okay.
Okay, I'm happy.
Probably not muted. He's probably not connected because there's no microphone next to his.
Yes, but I have muted.
Next to his name.
I can go ahead, Olivier, if you'd like.
Yes, go ahead, Heidi.
Okay, the first action item from 4th of June. Is Carlos Reyes to go through wiki pages to streamline and centralize activity that has been completed. Second action item is Carlos Reyes to circulate Atlas 1 survey to the Atlas 2 survey group and locate the working document that led to the Atlas 1 survey that has been completed. The next one is survey group to go ahead.
Heidi, sorry to interrupt you, Heidi, but what I was hoping for is for Carlos to take us through those. So to for example, circulate Atlas One survey to Atlas Two survey group and locate working document that led to Atlas One survey, just to point us to that document by typing the details on the Adobe, for example, would be of great help to us. I understand these have been done. I can see the tick mark on the action items, but actually being pointed to those documents might be helpful for us.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put the survey working group workspace in here.
All right.
And at the bottom of that, you will see two child pages, one to the survey for the first summit and the second one, I think the workspace for the second.
Okay, excellent. Okay, next. Yeah, I think that they are. Okay, well, I guess I can go through the last three. The survey group is to agree on a timeline for drafting, discussion, and approval of the survey in time for the Durban meeting. And that's, of course, what we're going to speak about in a moment also with Eduardo. Then Matt is to follow up on an email from Cheryl about the ROI group and facilitate a 90-minute drafting call. That unfortunately hasn't happened, and I guess that's something that will happen right after Durban. Yes, go ahead, Cheryl.
Cheryl, for the record, seeing it affects me, I think I probably should respond to it. No, the actual call hasn't happened, and that certainly does need to happen after Durban. But the necessity for that call to happen in that particular time course rapidly changed, where even at our last gathering, we had already put onto the wiki page something that was fit for purpose for the use, because that was a time limited before June. So it still needs to happen, but it is now, rather than having our very first meeting, we will be planning our second, but the end point, the objective of what we needed to do for our first meeting was fulfilled anyway. So it's the action item you don't complete when you're not actually completing the action item, but you've completed the outcome. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Cheryl. Actually, since you are on the phone, will you be able to take us through a summary of that ROI text afterwards? Or?
Well, very only if everyone else can put it up on the screen, because I'm working off a phone at the moment, which is already disconnected again. So my ability to go take you through anything on the Adobe Connects are somewhat limited. Just for the record, I have had, in all of the four calls I've done while I'm here in New Zealand so far, I get continually looking for server login failed, looking for alternate server login failed. I press the OK button and I go through the loop again. So I will be dropping in and out at great rapidity. So I would suggest if Heidi or Matt could type a copy of the URL to the workspace, that might be easier if basically just read it. Thanks.
Okay, thanks very much, Cheryl. So let's look at the last action item there then. I guess, we'll still keep the action item for Matt to set up
We need another call now, absolutely.
Set up another call on that, but make that after Durban then.
Yes.
And I guess you want this to be a week, 2 weeks after Durban maybe? A couple of weeks after?
During the week of the 5th of August would be appropriate.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. So let's modify that action item to have it as during the week of the 15th of August.
5th, 05.
Okay, the 5th. I did think the 15th was quite a few weeks of holiday after an ICANN meeting, but you never know. Right, now, the next Atlas 2 working group call is to be within 3 weeks, and that's, of course, done. It's not even in progress. That's the call we're having now. Right, any comments about these action items? And if not, then we can swiftly move forward to the next part of our agenda. And that's, of course...
Olivia, this is...
Yes? Oh, is that Carlos?
Hi, Olivia. Yes, it is. I'm sorry, we were having connectivity issues with my audio on the Adobe Connect room. I'm happy to guide you through the first action item, if you still would like to go over that at this point.
Please, yes, that would be helpful.
Sure. All right. So at the last meeting, one of the items we discussed was the duplication of workspace pages for the subgroups, the subworking groups. So I spent some time with Eduardo Diaz in early June, and we reorganized the left-hand menu of the workspace so that all working group activities are centralized under the appropriate menu items, and the child pages are all referring back to the appropriate parent page. So that has been cleaned up, and we're Eduardo and I remain in touch about some other items related to the workspace on the wiki.
Okay, that's great, Carlos. Are there any questions from anyone on the call as to the current structure of the pages, whether you think this could still be an improvement, or we're okay right now for what it is? I don't see anyone putting their hand up. I'm very pleased with the turnout, actually, but don't see anyone putting their hand up, so I gather that this is a good thing. And if I could just ask you, Carlos, to keep a watch over them and make sure that they don't start going astray again, because I do see that there will be a lot of information that's going to be built on those, and these pages obviously are going to be a core item, a core part of our work to develop this program and work towards the Atlas 2.
Absolutely. Thanks, Olivier.
All right. Well, thank you. So next is the update from the survey group. And without any further ado, I hand the microphone over to Wolf Ludwig.
Thanks, Olivier. It's Wolf Ludwig for the record. We had a subgroup call last week with a few attendees and it is a quite productive meeting. And basically what we did is to come back to have a closer look to the first surveys which were conducted prior to the first Atlas in 2009 in Mexico City. And there was quite a lot of work done before that to establish, to create the first survey and not to reinvent the wheel for the next survey. We thought it may be a good idea to have a close look on the previous ones we did. I think Heidi provided already the links to these surveys, and I would like you to have a look on this while I continue. There's the first Atlas survey question sent to ALSs, which is a survey comprising 12 questions with an introduction, with a preamble, and some further questions. As you, when you scroll down this page, you will have a look on them. What we actually discussed at our last call is inviting all subworking group members to have a closer look on this and to check the consistency of the questions we asked some time ago, and to make suggestions which part of the previous survey may be still useful for the one we are preparing now. And of course, there may be some updates or additions needed for the next one. But the basic structure and mixture of questions, mixture open questions and questions where we just asked the people to select preference according to a given variety of question. If you have a look on question one, which general areas below are of interest to you with respect to the proposed summit, etc., what kind of models of presentations and work are you most in favor of? I think this type of questions are still useful, and particularly I think we have to consider one important point. In 2008, most of us were all sort of newcomers to ICANN. And at the time, we had to consider this fact that only few insiders we had, and most of our ALS representatives were not much familiar with the whole ICANN issues. And this time, we have a broader mixture of long-term insiders, but we still have a lot of newcomers. And I think the questions of the survey should be more directed to new incoming people who don't have the background and who do not have the experience insiders have, etc. And we have to get them from where they are and bringing them in, asking about their needs and expectations. And I think for this direction, for this survey goal, the questions of the first survey, most of them serve the purpose. I do not think that the questions 10 to 12 perhaps as relevant. I would see a modification of the last questions, but the first 8 questions I think are still relevant. Then at large, Steph pointed us to a second survey who was done in line also prior to the Mexico summit, which was the one which was sent to ALS's in December 2008, which was 3 months before the first Mexico summit. And if you have a closer look on the second survey, you will realize this is not so much a typical kind of survey with a lot of questions, but this gives some thematic introduction into key ICANN topics, and I consider this still being useful as a sort of annex to a survey, what gives people in a short breakdown some idea of major ICANN themes and acronyms. And I think we should try to find a good combination of the two previous ones. To make it brief now, we decided on our last call that each of the survey working group members will have a close look on what they himself consider as relevant, as important, as must do, or as nice to have in the second survey, to make suggestions. And the decision taken last week at our call was that we will meet on spot in Durban, using the opportunity to have a meeting in line in Durban, and to sit together and after the brainstorming and suggestion, starting discussing and fixing the structure and the components of the next survey. And the aim would be to come up with a consolidated proposal on the next survey to be conducted in Durban, and then to have a consultation round with all summit working group, asking them about their ideas about the suggested structure and composition of questions, etc. Well, and after this consultation period, to get it really consolidated and fixed after Durban, to launch the survey as soon as possible. This is more or less, I think, the summary from the call we had last week. I see there are some more people here on the call who have participated last week, like Jordi and Eduardo, and I would like to ask them for their compliments, etc.
Thank you very much. And the floor is now open for comments or questions. And first we have Tijani Benjamin.
Thank you, Olivier. Thank you, Wolf. Tijani speaking first. Thank you all for this presentation. I remember that for the first summit, there was questions about the topics. And I don't remember if it was in this kind of survey or another consultation, but I remember that we was asked about the preferred topics we want the survey to address. And I think we have to do this also, and Wolf spoke about it, that's well. I believe that it must be in the same survey so that we will have more time afterward to prepare our work. We will not wait for the result of the first summit and then go and of the first survey and go and implement the second one. I think that the survey about the topics is one of the most important for our work, for our preparation, because it will determine the number of groups and the subjects that will be addressed in the summit. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Wolf, do you wish to respond?
Well, I'm Wolf Ludwig. I'm not sure, Tijani, whether I completely catched what you were trying to say. Yes, I agree that we have to give them a sort of a listing of topics at large is regularly dealing with. And it will be interesting to find out what are our insider focuses and what are the interests and focuses from our ALSs. And I think, I guess, there might be some difference in between our perception and our focus and their perception. And this is a type of questions which are the closed one, where we just list a number of subjects and they can just click in, well, I'm interested in X, Y, etc., whatsoever. And according to this, to the interest expressed by a majority of ALSs, we afterwards know where the key interests of our members are. So we can see subjects where, let's take anything like DNSSEC, etc., where we only have a few responses or a few preferences expressed, so we can prioritize the subjects for the agenda planning, for the program planning for London. And
thank you.
In this respect, I really think, of course, the outcome of the survey is crucial for any further planning.
Thank you, Wolf. And I note that Heidi Ulrich has written in the chat that the work group topics were asked in the summit survey number 2. in the link. Eduardo Diaz is next.
Yeah, this is Eduardo for the record. This is a question for Wolf. You know, when you mentioned to go into a consultation round for, you know, once we have a brainstorm for the survey, do you have an idea on how long we should take to do that round?
Well, it's Wolf Ludwig for the records again. It's a very good question. I think we have to consider the summer break. Therefore, we cannot do under ordinary time conditions, etc. I would have suggested 10 days up to 2 weeks. But seeing the summer break in many parts of the world in June, so I would say a minimum for the consultation period, asking for feedback should be 3 weeks. Just my opinion.
Okay, thank you, Wolf. Next is Wolfgang.
Face-to-face meeting in Durban, and I think it's a great opportunity to have also something like a brainstorming meeting around the strategic objectives of the Atlas. I think while a telephone conference and a survey, these are very good tools and are very helpful. So, but as far as I see it, you know, we have not yet a very clear picture, you know, what the at large community or let's say civil society as a whole within ICANN wants to achieve with this summit. I remember before Mexico, it was very clear that we wanted to achieve a better representation of the at large group in the ICANN board. Before Mexico, we had just, you know, one non-voting liaison to the board, and this changed after the Mexico meeting. And I think it would be very good if we could, from the Durban meeting, you know, in the Durban meeting, if we could produce a number of, not a big number, a very of small number, strategic aims that we, where we then can build further discussion around these aims and also to group the workshops which we want to have in Atlas and things like that. So that means my proposal, concrete proposal, is to design the workshop in Durban as a brainstorming meeting about for the strategic objectives for Atlas. Thank you. Back to Olivier. Thank you. And I'm sorry, I have to leave now for the airport. So that means I'm going already tonight to Durban because we have this African summer school. And we start, this starts already today, but I will arrive only tomorrow. Thank you very much and have a good meeting.
Thank you very much, Wolfgang Kleinwester. Very helpful and very interesting thought. Wolf, do you have a view on this?
Yes, I, Wolf Ludwig, I just typed my comment into the chat room. Better representation of user interests at ICANN should be a key strategic goal. I entirely agree with Wolfgang.
Okay, thank you, Wolf. And we'll touch on the organization of the Durban meeting in a moment. But I certainly see the idea of having a brainstorming session being a very positive idea. We'll take it then. Cheryl Langdonor next.
Thank you, Cheryl, for the record. I just want to make really clear a couple of things. First of all, there is a difference between what we did sometimes by design and sometimes by necessity in Atlas One planning and what you have the opportunity to do now. And they are hopefully and I think quite predictably able to be very, very different beasts in terms of what Atlas One was attempting to be and indeed became versus what you may or may not choose to do now. So I'm all for the strategizing and the brainstorming and the ensuring that you've got a very mature and effective framework for Atlas too, and that needs, like all good prior planning, to be done in a timely manner and as early as possible. But the drivers for your surveys in the first Atlas Exciting Adventure and this were also very different to what you may be facing now. And I just want to remind you all of that. One of our very deliberate reasons of surveying our at-large structure communities in the first place was literally to gauge who, if anybody, would be interested in Atlas. Assumptions being made that we would get a higher percentage of uptake on individual at-large structures who would want to have a representative engaged in something like an at-large summit. But these were all good guesses. There was no metrics or measurables involved with them. So we were doing surveys for markedly different reasons, albeit them important for Atlas 2 as well as Atlas 1, but we've had so much experience now with the greater engagement in all of the regions, in fact in most cases at least for two, if not more, rounds now of at-large structures in general assemblies and things, which simply hadn't occurred this first time when we did it. So don't feel that you need to hold back on getting the early engagement and therefore ownership, which is important, of the at-large structures and the representatives who will be coming to Atlas 2 in the choice of topics, etc., as well as obviously brainstorming and strategising. So I think you can bring some of the purpose of what was done in the second survey and blend it back into earlier activities for Atlas 2. We can already predict that we would have a fairly high level of uptake for people wanting to have their at-large structure represented in a second gathering. But the purpose, the reasons we were doing surveys first time round also included a desire to make sure that the pre-work was done. And it was a little bit of a way, the prioritising that happened in the topic selection in second survey was certainly very important to the administration and design of the flow of the meeting and the logistics of the meeting. But it also was a way of ensuring that what had been allocations into a whole lot of pre-face-to-face work, in other words, everything that went on with the work groups in preparatory planning and meetings, getting their homework done, in fact, could be effectively done. You couldn't manage 10 or 15 topics worth of prep. We decided we could manage 4 or 5, and of course the wiki record shows that's exactly what happened. And the outcome of Atlas 1 shows that's what the statements that came from those primary themes did. I just want to be really clear that you don't have to duplicate, but you've actually got opportunity to design the surveys this time to be absolutely fit for purpose, but more importantly be less prescriptive and more engaged earlier with the communities that will be attending. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. And I note also Anupaya Gravel having written strategic objectives with quantifiable measures attached to it. Wolf, do you wish to respond to Cheryl's suggestions?
Well, Wolf Ludwig for the record again. Yes, I agree in substance with what Cheryl said. And I also think this is the most tricky thing to achieve in the second, to bring the different levels of backgrounds from our member ALSs together. And this is far more complex than a couple of years ago, because in numbers and quantity there was sort of duplication of ALSs in the years between the first and the next summit. And there is far more experience on the regional level. And we clearly said before this summit is not so much, is not concentrated or is not understood as a capacity building issue, but to find out what could be the next steps to involve our membership for implementing our strategic goals. And we had a clear goal for the first summit. We need to have clear goals for the second summit. And the questions must be streamlined with the strategic goals we want to achieve with it, etc. And this is the most challenging part of the design and the structure of the next survey.
Thank you very much, Wolf. And if I could just add one of my own thoughts on this. With regards to capacity building, each one of our RALOs has now had a face-to-face general assembly and set of events that have taken place to perform capacity building since the At-Large One Summit. And so I think that whilst capacity building is still very important, obviously, and we definitely have been told by each one of the ALSs that have attended a face-to-face meeting, either at ICANN or during the recent Eurodig, that having more frequent face-to-face meetings would definitely get them to be more involved because they finally understand what is going on. Of course, the second summit will serve as putting everyone face-to-face and getting them to interact and network, etc., and be more, even more effective. But at the same time, as you said very clearly, and as Cheryl said very clearly, there are certainly some strategic issues here which need to be addressed. And it really is not only about the ALSs. I think it's about the growth of At-Large as a whole. How are we going to scale up? How are we going to work better? And how are we going to work within the wider ICANN sphere? And that's the one thing I wanted to touch on was also, I mean, I think that we can probably do this in Durban, but try and find out from ICANN, perhaps have Sally Costerton and her or someone in her crew letting us know how ICANN would benefit from At-Large as a mutually, as sort of to strengthen the relationship and basically be more effective at working on ICANN strategic issues. I remind you all that the actual proposal itself that we've made does show in there that we are here as an integral part of ICANN, and one of the main points is that our community will interface with the rest of the participants at ICANN, and that includes with ICANN leadership. I think that's really important to make our ALSs, empower our ALSs to meet with the ICANN leaders and show them that these are real people with real people behind them, not just a few handful of people on paper. Any other comments or thoughts on this? That's the empowerment of members, yes, definitely. That's very important. Heidi, may I ask you, the meeting that will take place in Durban, will that actually include having someone from Global Stakeholder Engagement there?
This is Heidi, for the record. At this point, no, but we're happy to invite Sally or other members from that group.
Okay, how do people on this call feel about having GSE? I heard, well, yes, I'm not quite sure who is. I see several people having put their hand up. So first, Cheryl Langdonor.
Thank you. I think you need to be, Cheryl, for the record, I think you need to be very clear before you invite beyond yourselves into the room. And I'm saying yourself because it's very unlikely I'll be in the room with you for this meeting. Unfortunately, I'll do my best, but several of us, of course, will be drawn into all sorts of other essential activities during the Durban meeting. But you don't want to have particularly senior executives or those who report to senior executives and whole portfolios watching you do strategy or watching you do brainstorming unless it is a well-rehearsed act, and I don't believe you've got the time to do that well-rehearsed act preparation between now and then. You will have brand new people within your at-large community that will want to come and engage with this meeting, I would have thought, and you probably want to whilst make it open and absolutely anybody welcome, including, you know, Sally and the whole world can come in and watch you. I would just be a little bit cautious. If you invite someone to attend, you're usually giving them an expectation of a particular order of organisation, and I'm unsure whether that's what you'll necessarily be able to present. But if you want to go ahead, buyer beware.
Okay, thank you very much, Cheryl. Next is Eduardo.
Eduardo, for the record, you know, that meeting in Durban it's only lasts for an hour, and I think you know, this major you know, understanding and doing some brainstorming on the goal of the Atlas meeting is important. I think we should concentrate on that, and you know, then we can you know, talk to these other people and see what they think about it. And also, you know, in the Durban meeting, we should talk about, at least talk about a timeline of the things that we need to do, and just to get a feeling for the work ahead. That's just my comment. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Eduardo. Next is Tijani Benjamin.
Thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. I agree with what Cheryl said, and I would add that if we have to invite them, we invite them to listen to us, not to speak to us. It is very important that they understand our message, and I do want that they listen to us, because I feel that there is more or less a problem of understanding between our view of the global engagement and what I am seeing now. Perhaps I am wrong, but this is my point of view. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Tijani. And I see Cheryl again. Cheryl Engdonor.
Thank you. In Cheryl, for the record, in absolute response to your point, Tijani, I agree, a lot of work has to be done and all sorts of opportunities have to be taken to try and assist people who have command and control over things like outreach and engagement, and we do have a lot of new people in inverted commas now in those positions, to be assisted to see and understand what the at-large and ALAC view of those things are. I'm less convinced that public performances of what should be, you know, for planning and preparation are the best way to do that. Perhaps a small focus group of people who have particular skill sets and predictability in what they're doing, having those sorts of conversations, or later on more reporting and review of brainstorming and time that you have might be safer. And let me tell you why. Anyone who doesn't think an at-large summit is a good idea can breeze through a room or take a small slice out of an hour or a 90-minute session and make something that suits to reinforce their own negative view out of it just as much as it can be used to convince them of the merits of it. And I also think that the purpose of your workshop time in Durban is not the convincing of the C-suite staff of ICANN, or even to that extent the ICANN board of the merits. It's actually to prepare, so when in what you hope will be an affirmative response time, you're ready to roll. And I think they're kind of different things. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Next is Wolf Ludwig.
Wolf Ludwig, Fossil Records. I think I agree with most, particularly what Cheryl has said before. To be frank, Olivier, I think to include global engagement at this stage is too early, in my opinion, because in for me it should be a brainstorming and a field workshop meeting, etc., and it should be a bottom-up. And at this stage, I wouldn't see, except as observers, any role here for global engagement to come in at a later stage, let's say, once we have set up the structure and the draft of the survey, to include them in the consultation procedure. It makes sense to me, but not in a working session in Durban.
Okay, thank you very much, Wolf. So what I'm hearing is a consensus that it's premature to involve global stakeholder engagement at this point in time, and that the workshop in Durban is really going to be a workshop and for work to be done and preparation ahead of the time when we hopefully have the green light and are prepared to move forward. Good. Okay, I see. Wolf, you still have your hand up, or is that an old hand?
No, it's done.
Okay, thank you. Right, any other questions or thoughts on the survey? And if not, then we can move on directly with Eduardo's timeline subject, which I think falls very much as a next step, isn't it, and in the lead up to Durban. Eduardo, you have the floor.
Also, can you hear me?
Okay.
I got it. Sorry. Seems really wonderful, right?
I started looking at a timeline. The things that I think needs to be done, and I think this is something that we should look at in Durban. I haven't put something together yet. But in looking at the overall, things that we need to do, I believe, and Heidi, please correct me if I'm wrong, that we should have everything pretty much ready in terms of what we want to do and during the Atlas II in terms of scheduling, people set up, rates, the people that are going to go, et cetera, about 3 months before that, or four, if we can do that. But mainly because I don't know beforehand, if we are doing this in July, I don't know how many months before July you have to tell, the meeting people that you will need such and such things during that meeting. So in terms of this timeline, I think we should talk about it as part of the brainstorming too. To get something in place and at least as a draft so we know, we get an idea of the work ahead. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Eduardo. You touched on the dealing with the meeting people and the logistics. I think that this is something that's already cast in stone, that's already frozen due to the proposal that we have made that's based on a specific cost. There is a small add-on to this in that there will probably be a meeting, a face-to-face meeting with Sebastian, yourself, Eduardo, myself, and Heidi and the meetings team to see what we can play with regards to logistics. But that part is pretty much set. Now, on the other hand, with regards to the timeline on what do we need to have ready by when, that's definitely something that is very much welcome, a bit like a countdown, isn't it, from today all the way down to then, so we don't end up with something as huge of a task as a summit all being organized at the very last moment. Certainly being able to do things in advance will lessen the pressure and the load on our community and on ourselves. Eduardo?
Yes, one of the things that I think about that we just started doing sometime, you know, after the Durban meeting is to start asking all the Ralos to confirm ALS as point of contact. So when we're ready to send the survey out, you know, it gets to people that are real, that are there. And we should do something like that after the Durban meeting.
Thank you, Eduardo. Do you wish to put this as an action item? I think that's an excellent action item.
Yes, we should do that.
Okay, so the action item as recorded, and I hope someone is listening for this, is for the points of contact from each one of the ALSs to be confirmed by the ALSs. And you're absolutely right. There are several points of contact that are somehow sometimes a bit out of date.
Yes.
And that will take time to get right. And the other thoughts?
Right.
Is this recorded? Staff? Someone?
Yes, I see it here. Olivier Wolf has some comments in the another action item suggestion in the chat.
Oh, yes, okay. Wolf, actually, you may speak. Please, go ahead.
Wolf, for the records again. I agree. I think Durban offers a great opportunity for the Atlas II working group to discuss and consider timelines. And what we, in another context, from the experience of EuroDIC, the European Dialogue on Internet Governance, we, in the planning process for the next event, we always have our milestones. And milestones are key issues, key steps to be done and implemented in the planning and in the organization process. And I think we would need something similar, like a clear timeline and milestones containing very precise descriptions of next steps to be done and accomplished, etc., to come up with a smooth organizational process.
Okay, thank you both. I hope that's recorded as well. I'm not sure whether it is recorded. Should be. I see more notes in the chat. Juan Manuel Rojas asks, well, what about sub-working group meetings? One of the problems is the logistics. We might have sub-working group meetings later on, in, for example, in Buenos Aires, but at this very stage, we probably are with a single stream startup. We just need a larger meeting with all of us. In the same room. There might be a few ad hoc meetings for a few informal things that need to be worked out, but I would favor just one large one for the time being. Dharma Daily asks, is there a document somewhere that links questions in the survey to purpose? This is what we expect to learn from this question. Any thought on this, Wolf?
Well, I, Wolf Ludwig again for the transcript. I think this is exactly what we need to discuss and consider at the brainstorming in Durban. To ask the right questions, I think we need to know the strategic goals of Atlas II. We have to formulate our questions into this direction, and we need to be clear at the beginning, what is the purpose of the question? What kind of information we want to get out and to reach with a particular question
if we are not clear about this, questions will be more or less accidental, and if you ask stupid questions, as the basic rules for any survey, if you ask stupid questions, you will get wrong answers. Therefore, I think this is a very important point we need to take to be taken into consideration at our meeting in Durban.
Okay, thank you very much, Rolf. I note we are reaching the end of this call. And any other points or questions in the lead up to Durban? I think we have an idea of where we're going. I note that Eduardo will put a timeline, a draft timeline together and send it over to the list. And then in Durban, there will be a brainstorming session primarily, and also a building up of that timeline will be one of the deliverables from this session. And I'm saying one of the deliverables. I hope there will be other deliverables as well. We are reaching the end of this call. Yes, Tijani, please, go ahead. Oh, I see more people putting their hand up.
Yes.
So please, the floor is open, Tijani.
Yes, thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. Olivier, what do you mean by the timeline? Are you talking about the program, the date program of the summit, or are you talking about the next steps as preparation?
Eduardo?
Hold a second. Tijani, we're talking about the milestones that we need to get the Syngonia Atlas. So we're not talking about the actual timeline of the meetings that are going to happen during the Atlas.
Okay.
Just
okay,
the things that we need to do. Thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
So, yeah, because the agenda is what's going to happen in Atlas, and the timeline is, as you say, yeah, the milestones. Maybe we should call it the milestones. The roadmap, maybe, to where we're going. Okay. And I see Heidi just saying, might I suggest that the timeline be developed in consultation with staff at large meetings and constituency panel, constituency travel. Perhaps the first start will be, I'm not quite sure how the timeline needs to be developed in consultation with staff. So, Heidi, could you explain on this, please?
Yes, this is Heidi. In terms of when we need to have the full list of people going, so constituency travel can start booking those people, meeting staff for rooms, and at-large staff. Again, keep in mind that the first summit had an outside agency that organized it, and this time at-large staff are going to be doing most of the logistics with hopefully a lot of volunteers. But that's going to mean that we need to, just like Eduardo said, we're going to need to have a clear picture of what happens when for this all to happen. So that's what my point is. Please develop this in consultation with staff.
Okay, that would be great. So I guess constituency travel and staff could put on the roadmap the milestones at which specific things need to be done, like, for example, the list of ALS representatives that will be traveling has to be frozen by date XYZ, this sort of stuff. Because there has been already a question as to how many ALSs will travel, and you know, if an ALS joins in May 2014, are they liable to come to the Atlas in June 2014, etc. So this is something we need to look at a time. I know we're running out of time. Any last comments or questions on this call?
Olivier?
Yes, Wolf Ludwig, go ahead.
Yeah, Wolf Ludwig for the records. Just the last comment to what Heidi suggested. I think we must include this in our planning considerations, that at the end, the last 8 weeks prior to the event, there are a lot of logistical questions and necessities involved, and this should be early considered in the planning process, etc. Otherwise, if we just think from July onward and do not include staff and constituency travel considerations, I remember this was an issue for the planning process of the Euralo General Assembly in Lisbon recently, we started very early mobilizing our members, etc., asking them for confirmation to start the whole travel planning and booking hotel, etc., process as early as possible.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Wolf. Well, we are nearing the end of this call. I thank you all for attending. I'm very pleased to see that we have a great mix of new people and very balanced geographically, but we also have a few people who have done a lot of this before and who are very experienced and certainly can bring a lot of wisdom, especially with regards to the logistics and the preparation side of things. With regards to the budget, just one last word. We have not had any feedback so far from the proposal. The only thing we have heard is that it will be voted with the rest of the budget at the same time as the rest of the budget. It will come into the main budget. Now, the time of the vote of the budget is still unknown. It was originally supposed to take place before the end of FY13. That hasn't taken place, and that's not a problem because, of course, the early budget items had already been voted upon by the board a few months ago. So now the next view is perhaps that there will be some more discussions about the budget in Durban, and there might be a vote that will take place after Durban, a vote of the whole board on the budget after Durban. But that's a totally different stream, of course, it's the wider budget discussions, where just one little grain of sand in it all. So thanks very much to all of you. Thank you to staff. And have safe travels for those of you traveling over to Durban. See you in a few days' time. Thanks very much. This call is now adjourned. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good luck, Olivier. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.